Okay, everyone, it's a schuss to be back together. And Baruch Hashem, to see those who have come to learn Torah together on such short notice. But it's such a schuss, such an incredible, incredible schuss. Specifically, as we've been saying, to learn Perkei Avos during these days of Sfiras HaOmer. As the minog is to learn Perkei Avos during Sfiras HaOmer, to work on ourselves, to grow, and to prepare for Kabbalah HaTorah, for Matan Torah. Just a few short days away, if we've passed Lag BaOmer already, so it means we're getting much closer. When those final 17 days, the final 17 is Gematria Tov. The Gemara says, Ein Tov Ela Torah. To instill within our hearts how important, how good Torah is, how special Torah is, how Torah uplifts us. So to get together in the middle of the day and to learn Torah and to learn Perkei Avos, Mitalmid Ayozer Mikulam, it's a schus and a nachas as a Rebbe, to see those who are dedicated to Torah. And hopefully this will uplift us as we prepare for the Heilig Yontov of Shavuos, wherever we're going to be, whether it will be Zoich to be in Shul or not, it's going to be Shavuos and it's going to be Kabbalah Torah. And therefore it's even more incumbent upon us to prepare and to be ready, because we might have to be, in a certain sense, connecting in a different way than we've ever connected before, in our own ways. So it's so important that we prepare. So we're in Pirkei Avos, we got up to Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. In Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, in the middle, Hillel began to speak. The great Hillel, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Hillel began to speak. So he's continuing to speak in this Mishnah. As the Mishnah begins, Hu Haya Omer, he would say, this is Hillel speaking, Hu Haya Omer, he would say, and we'll get back to the significance of Hillel being the author of this Mishnah in what he says, and who we know and what we know about Hillel. But he starts out by saying, Ein bor yirei chet. A bor is a brutish, uneducated, unmannered individual. Really a big lowlife is a bor. So a bor cannot be a yirei chet, cannot be someone who fears sin. And it's so important to have yir shemayim. Reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The most important wisdom, reishis chachma yiras Hashem. Hashem wants us to have awe of Him, and awe of sinning, and awe of understanding what we're supposed to be doing. But a bor, ein bor, the Mishnah tells us a bor, who's an individual who's uneducated, who doesn't have any wisdom. So of course, he doesn't know any way to fear sin. He doesn't know what he's supposed to be fearing. He's so simple that he doesn't understand this world and to be in awe of anything, which is a sad existence. Means there's nothing bigger than him and nothing more important than him. So we have to understand, if we want true Yirat Shamayim, which is a goal of every one of us, to be in awe of Hashem and ensure that we don't do anything wrong and only do what we're supposed to be doing. So how important it is to have Chachma, Reishis Chachma Yirat Hashem, that we need wisdom, we need to be educated. We need to learn Torah to build our Yirat Shamayim, to build our fear of what we're supposed to be doing in this world. The Mishnah continues again, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. V'lo am ha'aretz chassid. Now on the simple understanding, on the surface of this Mishnah, a bor and an am ha'aretz seemingly must be two different people. That's how we would understand. That's how Rabbi Avadya Mibar Tanura and many Mefarshim understand. As a bor being somebody who's completely empty of any wisdom, a bor is somebody who has no understanding of not just Torah, of even worldly pursuits. Is really, really ignorant. That person can't fear sin, can't even fear doing any wrong in the world. He doesn't even know better. And Am Haaretz would be somebody who does understand everyday life, normal social existence, business on some level, but is definitely lacking completely in Torah knowledge. So that individual already gets it somewhat. That individual can fear doing wrong, but can't be a chassid. A chassid is a chassid, by the way, when the Mishnah and the Gemara talks about a chassid is not what we talk about as an individual with a strimal and a bekish and long payas and a long beard and living in the Chvesnes Me'asharim or Williamsburg. A chassid is a pious individual, someone who tries to the best of his ability to do everything for Hashem. Everything l'shem shemayim. Every word, every action, every thought, being completely pious, as the Mesil Sharim talks about, what chassidus is. which is our goal for each and every one of us. But someone who's an Am Haaretz, who doesn't learn Torah, who doesn't connect to Hashem's wisdom, of course could never be a chassid. You can't just come to that on your own. You seemingly, Pashup Shah, could come to some level, you're a schait, and no wrong from right on some level. But to really be a pious individual, we need to learn Torah. We need to learn Torah, and that's the wisdom of Hashem, and that's what instills us with the ability to understand what really we're supposed to be doing in this world. So that would be one way to begin to understand the beginning of this Mishnah. But there's another way, and I want to give it over today. And that's the idea of how the Maral, in his Sefer in Pirkei Avos and Derech HaChaim, how he explains this Mishnah. He actually says, and there's reason that he comes to this, I'm not going to go through the lumdis based on Gemara's, but that a bar and an Am Haaretz are actually the same individual. It's talking about the same person. And that is an individual who's void of Torah, who's empty of Torah knowledge. It could be that he has some level of wisdom in the world. It could be that he gets it socially. It could be that he could understand business. But not learning Torah, not steeped in Torah. Why is it called first a bar and then an Am Haaretz? But that means that person not steeped in Torah is not going to have proper Yiras Shamayim, not going to have proper awe of God, because that person get caught up in worldly affairs and worldly wisdom, not understanding what really is asked of him, of her. But additionally, is not surely not going to be a chassid, not going to be a pious individual. Well, if it's talking about the same individual who doesn't learn Torah, who doesn't connect to Torah, doesn't have Torah in their life, why does it first call him a bar, then Am Haaretz? Why does it give those two different titles, seemingly would be two different people? To explain something so deep and so important to each and every one of us about what it is to learn Torah and what we gain from learning Torah. What do we gain from coming together on the middle of a Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock to learn Perkei Avos? What are we gaining from this? The Maral explains, of course, we gain an intellectual high. We gain an intellectual and emotional purpose and meaning. And growth in our understanding of the world intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, which is in the mind and in the heart. A lot of people, that's what they connect wisdom to, and specifically Torah wisdom to. And that elevates our seichel, that elevates our intellect, that elevates our understanding and the way we think and the way we speak and what we want, where our rut and where our desires are. When we learn Torah, it influences us, it changes us. And it changes our minds and our hearts in a very positive, wonderful way, making us and perfecting us in who we should be and who we should want to be. But the Maral says it also has an effect on our body, on our guf. Our body becomes more pure. A body becomes more perfect. And that means our body, our guf, our body, which often influences us away from what we're supposed to be doing, wanting to connect to materialism and temptations, our body becomes more pure. And that guf it becomes more nucky. It's cleansed. The Maral explains, when it calls us a bor, that's exemplifying our intellect. If our intellect is, because they're both just an individual who doesn't learn Torah, or the proper amount of Torah, so they're going to be a bor, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, they're going to be empty and therefore not have. One consequence is lacking Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Chait. But also, they're going to be an Am Haaretz. Am Haaretz literally means a man of the world, just very physical, down to the world, very materialistic. And their body will be impure and want temptations and want what the world wants and want what the immoral society we live in wants. And therefore you can't be a chassid, you can't be a pious individual, which is a little bit above this world. That's what Torah does to us. It perfects our mind, it perfects our heart, it perfects our bodies. It changes us, it's transformative. That's what Hillel is teaching us here, incredible. I was thinking about this mamish at length on Monday night. Monday night was Lag BaOmer. I know for many of us it might have been a different Lag BaOmer than we've had. Not to divulge much, but I had to be by a Madura, by a fire, by Hadlaka, like they have in Meron. And I had Hadlaka, I had a Madura, tremendous fire. And I was staring at the fire, staring at the Eish. What is the Eishol about in Lag BaOmer? What is that fire about in Lag BaOmer? There's a lot of interpretations. We don't have time now to go into all of it. But it definitely represents Torah and the koach, the power of Torah. And the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the deepest Torah. But it's a beferish explicit pasuk. The pasuk says, "Halo kedivrei eish no Hashem," that the Torah is compared to fire. Why is the Torah compared to fire? Let me explain one way of looking at it. You see, there are a lot of forces in nature. Water could be very powerful. It could drown a whole building and destroy it. Wind could be very powerful and knock down trees and homes. But only fire, as powerful it is different than the water and different than the wind. You see, when wind destroys, it could destroy a home. But the home doesn't become wind. It just becomes a destroyed home. The home doesn't become water. It's soaked. Water is in the home. When fire engulfs, you look at the fire and engulfs a piece of wood, it engulfs a wick. It literally becomes fire. It all becomes fire. It's one with the fire. The fire transitions and transforms the entity into fire. So too, Torah is transformative. It doesn't just affect us, it changes us. We become a Torah-dic person. The way I think, the way I feel, our seichel, our intellect, and our guf, and our body. And that's what Hillel is teaching us. Because without it, I'm not going to have yiras chet, and without it, I'm not going to be a chassid. What a deep, what a beautiful idea, right after Lag BaOmer. Just for that, it was worth coming together. But let's continue, we have to finish the Mishnah. Hillel continues. And he says something that I think we could learn from him himself. V'lo habayshan lamed. Lo habayshan lamed. Somebody who has shame, is embarrassed, can never learn. If you're embarrassed to ask a question, you're sitting in a shir and you have a question, you didn't understand something, and it's an interactive shir, these are not, maybe we should have a little bit more interactive, but we'll figure that out. But either way, you have a question. So reach out. You have a question on the shir we're learning. If it's not right now, so right afterwards, reach out to me. Ask the question. Text me. Give me a voice note. Call me. Or whatever Rebbe, or whatever teacher it is. Don't be embarrassed to ask questions. Don't be, because that's the only way you'll learn. What is one? One's embarrassed because the other person will perceive that they're not so bright, they're not so smart. What, really? So you're more concerned about what others think about you than actually growing and finding MS? So your whole life, some people their whole life won't be keeping Shabbos properly because they're afraid if they ask the question, people think, oh, we didn't know the halacha. So my whole life I'll go and not keep Shabbos properly. I'm not going to grow. I'm not going to be who I could be. The halacha, in machshava, in thought, in life, the only way to grow is by asking questions and being open and being honest and being real. But if you're going to be embarrassed and you're going to have shame, you can't grow. You can't be a yid either. I'm always embarrassed. If I'm going to dress anew, what are people going to think about me? Of the first halachas in all of Shulchan Aruch, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, right? Open up. Baruch Hashem, we have a svarim. We'll get to the Shulchan Aruch. First, you open up, go, you pick a Mishnah Berurah, you take it off the shelf. And of the first halachas, in Aleph, in the Ramah, you can't be embarrassed. You can't have shame in front of others that they might mock you in your avodas Hashem. I have to be honest to myself. I have to be honest to the Ravon Hashem. And definitely in learning, if we're going to be embarrassed and ask questions, I'm never going to get anywhere. And who do we learn this from? Who's the author of this Mishnah? Hillel HaZaken, the famous story. It's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, very famous. Hillel was very, very poor. He worked, he made one tarpiak, whatever that is, some form of money, one coin a day. Half of it he saved for his family, to support his family, and half of it he gave in order to enter the Beis Medrash. You had to pay a fee to enter the Beis Medrash. It cost money to upkeep of the Beis Medrash, to pay the Rabbanim, the Rabbeim, whatever it is. And there was a guard, and you had to pay him half of that amount. Every day, Hillel would pay half to the guard, and half for his family. One very cold winter day, he didn't earn the normal money that he would earn, but he wanted to learn, and he went to the yeshiva, and the guard wouldn't let him in. Hashem Yerachim. The guard wouldn't let him in. So what did he do? But Hillel says, I need to learn. It's my life. It's my chias. It's my everything. to my fire. So he goes and he climbs onto the roof of the yeshiva, and there's a skylight. And he clings to the skylight, listening to the Torah so he could learn Torah. And it starts snowing, and he gets covered over by feet of snow. Frozen. It's Hillel. In the morning, when the light starts, it's the morning, the Rabbanim, it's Shemaya. It was Shemaya and Avtalia in the Beis Medrash. Shemaya said, it's not normal. The light's not coming in like normal. He looks up, and he sees the figure of like a person by the light, and they go out and they take Hillel, who's frozen, and bring him in, and he throw him off, and they help him bring him back his koyach. Hillel wasn't embarrassed. He didn't have shame that he couldn't afford to do anything to learn. That's the same Hillel says, Lo abayishan lame, don't be embarrassed, don't be shameful. Do whatever you need to do to grow, to learn. And that same Hillel continues. When you're giving over Torah, if you're in that position as a Rebbe, as a Mora, as a teacher, or even to your own children, or even to your friends, we all should be Rabban, we all should be giving over Torah. V'lo hakapton melamed. Someone who's hot-tempered, someone who's stubborn in a strong manner, can't be a good teacher, because the children, the students will be afraid of them, and won't learn from them, they won't listen, they're going to be an edge the entire time, will be afraid to ask questions. So important to be calm-natured in the way we give over Torah, and non-judgmental. And the way we're mechanech our children one day, the same way. So important. This is Hillel speaking. The Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Lamed Aleph, talks about how two individuals were talking about Hillel, and one made a bet with the other one, 100 zuz, whatever that means, if I could get Hillel, and I could provoke him, get him to be angry, on Erev Shabbos, moments before Shabbos. Now we know Erev Shabbos is important time of preparation, and things are crazy. Unfortunately, in many homes, it's an easy time for people to get angry. So that's the best of times. This guy says, I'm gonna win this bet and get him angry. And he goes to his front door and says, Hillel, Hillel, are you there? Hillel, Hillel. And he comes out. Is Hillel here? Is Hillel there? He comes out. And the man asks the most ridiculous, foolish of questions. He asks the first question, if I'm not mistaken, you know, hey, why is it that by the Babylonians, their heads are so oval around? It's a ridiculous question. And Hillel gives an answer in a calm manner that their midwives are not so great. He gives like a calm manner and he goes back inside. And he goes, Hillel, Hillel! And he asks a second, like really strange, meaningless questions. One of the questions, why is it that people of this country have very large feet? And Hillel, just in a calm way, gives answer after answer, question after question. Even though it's such a ridiculous question, that this time, Erev Shabbos, really, that's why you're bothering me. Calm as could be. Calm as can be. And the guy eventually has to give in and say, Hillel, you're incredible. You lost me 100 zuz, but you're incredible. So that's the same Hillel of Allah, Captain Malamid. And he goes on, this Hillel who worked just to make what he needed, he wanted to learn, so he didn't. He says, don't put in too much time. Someone who puts too much, increases too much time in business. Machim, they'll never be. Someone who puts in a lot of time in business will not, machim, ever be learned and knowledgeable in Torah, which is so important to be have your shemayim and have chassidus that we spoke about at the beginning. Because if you, obviously, you have to earn a parnasa, you have to earn a parnasa, and every man needs to work and put in time to support his family, and then everyone should live a life and a life that he's proud of, and his children feel that they have what they need and have what they want. But ultimately, people put in too much time and who says I have to have so much savings in the bank so I could live the next 10 years without working? Meaning, make sure that you learn Torah. Make sure that you have time to learn your Kaveitim LaTorah, he says. And finally, he ends. After talking about all these different types of people that might live in a community, maybe you're not going to have a Rebbe that's proper. And maybe there are a lot of people that are Baishan, and maybe there are a lot of people that are Bar and Amaritz. What about you? But Makom Shein Anashim, and if you live in a place where no one else is doing what they're supposed to, no one else is a pious individual, and there aren't great Rabbanim, and there aren't whatever it might be, Hishtadal Lios Ish. You make sure to be Ish. You make sure to be that man. You stand up. Don't look around and let everyone else drag you down. Every person is an individual. And if lo aleinu, some of us come from families where, for whatever reason, they don't have the same goals and aspirations and desires. Shtadli Azish, I could be different. I could do what's right. I could do what's MS in my community, in my home, in my, wherever it might be. Shtadli Azish, and for you, Isha, one and the same. You stand up and be MS. Don't get dragged down by anyone. You know, I was thinking about this the other night also. Ish and Ish are very, very close. Ish and Ish, a man, a fire, Ish and Ish. They come from the same Shoresh for sure. I was looking at the fire the night, like Boimer. The fire is always trying to get higher. It's always pushing up. The flames are always pushing up. So do we have to always be pushing up and be that Ish, be that Isha, be that man, that woman. Stand up, whatever our surroundings are, don't let them pull us down. And find that emes within our lives. And have the Yerushalayim. And be that chassid. And be that isha, that ish. So that Bezer Hashem will show the Rabbono Shalom and bring him nachas ruach. And ultimately, all it's going to do for each and every one of us. Because when we live that life, and the life we're supposed to be living, will bring us the greatest simcha in the world. And no better time to start than right now. We've all started. But to really work on during these last few days before Shavuos, before we're makabel the Torah, show HaKadosh Baruch Hu who we are. And Mirat Hashem, then we'll have the most incredible Kabbalah Satara. And we'll have Simchas Chaim every single moment of our lives. And we should have a beautiful rest of the day. And hopefully we'll continue to learn very soon. Kol Tov.